scripture reading this morning is John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? How can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Jesus answered, "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said to him, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
It's time for Roots. Children ages 3 through 3rd grade can be dismissed now on the left side of the auditorium and come forward as we sing. Jesus loves me, this I know.
As a child, being seen was part of a game that made us laugh. We innocently liked being seen, being noticed. Am I close enough to the mic? Peekaboo game. I got to see this recently when J.C. Niles was playing a version of this game with Ryan and Dee, and he was enjoying it. Well, I think they were all enjoying it. See what love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. I get to work with kids 3 and 4 years old. This is a sweet age. There are a lot of discoveries about the world and about their abilities that occur at this stage. I am a learner about child development, but I find it fascinating. When a child makes a discovery, he or she may tell you. They're often excited about what they learned or created. I've learned that it's good to say, "I see that," or "you did it." Someone else's noticing is enough to be an encouragement. In 1 Corinthians, we read that when we come together, everyone has a hymn or a word of instruction, and that all must be done for the strengthening and encouragement of the church. And in that spirit, I come to you today grateful for a church family that is concerned for the spiritual development of each one. Jesus saw Nathanael. Nathanael was like many of us. He heard about Jesus through a friend. He was skeptical, especially when he heard that Jesus was from Nazareth. That apparently did not meet Nathanael's expectation of what a promised Messiah would be like. Can anything good come from there? "Come and see," his friend Philip wisely replied. Jesus saw Nathanael as Nathanael was approaching him. Jesus was watching for him. And he said of him, Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false. How do you know me? Nathanael seems puzzled. I saw you while you were under the fig tree. Nathanael then declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. What? Wasn't that a little abrupt? Did I miss something here? What happened under that fig tree? Let me explain. We don't know. Apparently, we do not need to know. It was something between just Jesus and Nathanael. It's a mystery right here in the first chapter of John. But it was enough for Nathanael. He was completely amazed by Jesus seeing him when he was under that tree. We don't know what Nathanael was thinking under the fig tree. Was he discouraged, depressed, questioning his beliefs? Was he wondering if the promise of a Messiah would ever be fulfilled? We do know from Psalm 34, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That would describe the condition that Hagar was in when the angel of the Lord found her alone in the desert. She had run away to escape from Sarai, who had been mistreating her. She and the angel of the Lord had this conversation. Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going? I'm running away. And then the angel told her to return to her family and explain to her what kind of person her son Ishmael would become. Hagar gave the Lord this name. You are El Roy, the God who sees me. There are many blind gods in the world. No doubt Hagar was familiar with some. But here she encountered a God who saw her, who looked for her. And the well where all of this took place was named Be'er Lahai Roy, which in Hebrew means well of the living one who sees me. This reminded me of another person that Jesus saw, one that Jesus met at another well. We call her the Samaritan woman, while in the Eastern churches she's given the name Photina, which means light. This woman and Jesus struck up a conversation that included Jesus revealing his ability to see into her life. She had had five husbands and now was living with a man who was not her husband. This woman declared that Jesus was a prophet, but said that she knew that a Messiah would be coming who would explain everything. Then Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. She then left her water jar right where it was and went to tell her neighbors, Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? Jesus sees the Samaritan woman. There was a short man who climbed a sycamore fig tree just to get a glimpse of Jesus. He must have been amazed when Jesus, rather than passing through the crowds and right on past him, instead walked right over to the tree in which he was perched, looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Zacchaeus hopped down from the tree and gladly welcomed him to his home. He was a tax collector who had become wealthy by collecting a little bit extra. Almost before the appetizers arrived at the table, Zacchaeus was declaring his intention to give half his possessions to the poor and generously pay back anyone that he had cheated. Jesus sees Zacchaeus. In John 5:19, Jesus says that he does only what he sees his Father doing, which explains seeing all of these folks just as his Father saw Hagar out in the desert. It's odd how being seen by someone can be a freeing experience. We go to see a doctor, and he tells us about our condition. We're free to take her advice and to make better choices based on what we learned. The Psalms give us an example of being able to cry out to the Lord in dark and difficult times. Psalm 18:6. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. And Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Luke chapters 11 and 18 give examples of people persisting in asking for help, both for their own needs and for others who they encounter on a journey. Sarah will read for us from Luke 11.
Jesus said to them, suppose you have a friend and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I have no food to offer him. And suppose the one inside answers, don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need.
Thank you. Jesus gave us these examples to show us that we should always pray and not give up. We call this intercessory prayer when it is for someone else. You will have an opportunity to have this kind of prayer today, later. Might this be what Nathanael was doing under the fig tree? If he had been crying out to the Lord, when he learned that Jesus saw him, it's no wonder that he believed in him as a teacher and as his king. Jesus seems to smile at Nathanael's amazement about being seen, yes, under that same tree, and he responds, you will see greater things than this. But as he tells about those things, the you becomes plural, you all, referring to a bigger group. The disciples, both then and today, will see greater things.